And welcome everyone to a brand new episode of Adventures into Sovereignty on the Mega Giant BBSRadio.com, simulcast on Google Hangouts. And I'm joined by my intrepid co-host, Rebecca Cope. Welcome to the show once again, Rebecca.
Yes, hello, Andrew. For about the 50 zillionth time today, it seems like we get to chat and do a lot of things together as we're doing all of these, don't we?
That's right. It started at about 9 o'clock this morning, and five phone calls later, we finished at 7 o'clock.
Oh, yes. I tell you, it has been one of those packed days, but what a good day.
That's right. A very good day in the International Court of Natural Justice evolution. It's where we're beginning to set down the brain trust that's going to be putting together the actual GoFundMe campaign, all of those things that people have been asking, as well as the major center of all the resources that are going to be coming with the PAG training series, the e-learning platform, and all the other wonderful things that are being co-sponsored by New Earth Nation, as well as all the many other people that are coming together to make this project work.
You know, that's the most of all to me, as we're just forming alliances all over everywhere. I mean, it's one thing to be working with volunteers and wonderful volunteers from New Earth Nation. And Nadine, if you're listening tonight, I've got to send a shout out for all the work you've been doing. It's just really rocked what's going on behind the scenes with the team. So I have to say a special thank you to Nadine. But the alliances that are forming, the grand juries, the movement worldwide that's going on with the grand juries, I mean, we're in touch with people all across the world who are so into becoming responsible citizens. It's just wonderful to see that taking place. I was talking with two fellas in South Africa, who are working within National Liberty Alliance framework to get the grand juries constituted in South Africa. And then, of course, we're working with Troy, who's getting ready to make the Oregon grand jury website live the 1st of September, and John Darish with National Liberty Alliance, and then several of the other groups with other grand jury movements. It's like, oh, man, there's just so much going on across the world as people wake up and realize that governance of, by, and for the people does not happen without the people.
This summer, there has been a catalyst of people behind the scene coming together in their own chemistry of law and spirituality and sovereignty that has evolved into this core group of people. And this core group of people have reached out to as many factions as possible. And I can say for the first time in a really, really long time, we've got them all working together. We got them with the same common concept: make a repository of information that everyone can access for free. The OPP documents, the Rod Class documents, the National Liberty Alliance, everything that's going on with tribunals, trusts all over the world can be stored in the law and governance facility faculty that's open to everyone, with an e-learning platform set up for it so that the PAG training can be incorporated into those who want to be what? Sovereign micronations, signing a sovereign micronations treaty that create their rules of governments from there.
Yes. It just, it's really exciting just to be a part of it, because so many things like this have come together. And when you realize that the infrastructure will be basically housed within the one network behind a New Earth Nation peace treaty, so that we've got such a solid foundation. You know, we've got the foundation as we're putting together the International Tribunal. We have one of the most renowned constitutional scholars on the face of the earth working with us to set all of this up. He has his appointment what I call the extra jurisdiction. That is the real de jure government, not the de facto that came in and took over. These people who are working with us under everything that has gone on behind the scenes as these corporations posing as governments took over, and they're working prior to that with an understanding of how to reconstitute the de jure government so that we can move forward. You know, there's been a lot of efforts to do that in our country over the last several years. And we just absolutely give such thanks to all of those people who have been so involved in that, because we are building our networks on the backs of those courageous people who've gone before us. And I just really want to give thanks to everybody who's had the courage to stand up and be counted.
That's right. And when you stand up and be counted, you are in the counted, because we are reading these emails. We are looking at everything that's being sent to us. And the formation of this brain trust brings out a whole other avenue of other brain trusts. And that is the ability, once the first tribunal is seated with the post office and all the other stuff that's related to no bonds, because this court that we put up will not have bonds on it, and it will not look anything like a courtroom. There will not be a hierarchical structure. There'll be round tables and so forth. We're going to come to. Go ahead.
Yeah, there won't be any black robes seated at the podiums. That's for sure.
We'll be able to set up a circuit rider court where there can be multiple international judges. One can be stationed in Miami doing foreclosures, and one can be in Ferguson, Missouri, going after the police, the militarized police force there. And another one can be set up in a major trade and economic area where those PAGs that are in training can begin looking at the paperwork of the import-export trade and begin to remove those government agents that stop import, natural import-export, as well as looking at the patent laws. You know, training the PAGs is one thing. Putting them to action in different areas, we've talked about literally creating a court inside a box that's inside a 10 by 50 cargo container that can be shipped anywhere and unpacked in less than a day and have a full court with computers and everything. The only thing that needs to be in the building is the internet.
Yep. And then our judges, the circuit judges, can go where there is a need. And, of course, I have to say that we're really reaching out international. We have judges who are volunteering as they're finding out what's going on. We just had contact with one from New Zealand today who is really just ready to set up the administrative tribunals there. So as we get this movement moving across the world, it's going to give the people the opportunity to start holding these agents accountable when they abuse the rule of law. And it really does. It comes down to that individual level as we're working with this, so that those agents who have had the opportunity to stand up and let the people know about the slavery contracts that were going on, and that they have filled their own pockets from these court bonds and securities and derivatives, they had a chance to say no, and they didn't choose that route. And so we are going to find ways to hold them accountable, because it's up to us to reflect back to the rest of the world what was going on behind the system, so that we did not have a system that was fair and just. We did not have a system of equality. And so we have to be able to be willing to look at that before we can move on. And I think that's a big part of what the focus of the tribunal will be.
And you know, another thing to consider is, once the tribunal is up, it's going to hear court cases. But before that goes, people can begin to assemble your own court case. And one of the things we were going to introduce is mock court. And we were deciding how to best frame that. And so we're looking for people out there that are volunteers, that may be seasoned investigators or seasoned in the court somehow, and help us write scripts for the judge and prosecutor, so that people can begin on like something, a live show format like this, so you have a real stress in front of you, so you can present your case, where you can be told where you're going off point, where you're staying on point, where the judges can get to you. I've had many responses, but we'd like people to respond here if they could volunteer services of writing a scripts, being a part of a setup of that show, which can be something very, very special. We have the technology with the Google Hangouts that you can actually have video before the people. You can write on the screen just like a sports reporter would write on the screen. You can share documents and information. It can be a tremendous learning platform. And that's what the tribunals are going to be for a lot of people once the e-governance comes. And if we can set up several playlists of different mock courts that have gone on, people that are very new can have a massive archive of what's going on, how big the slavery contracts go. You know, it may not be my voice or Rebecca's voice that triggers you into a deeper understanding, but it could be somebody else in a pressure situation that helps you go through your own awakening to what sovereignty means and what this system is doing to our sovereignty by mining our tacit consent at all angles that it can put us in contract.
Yes, this is going to be so... You know, such a need that we're seeing this in our emails every day, and we really appreciate people reaching out to us. And I just have to tell you that my experience working within the courts and working with people who are really keen on their sovereignty, there is no cookie cutter approach. You know, there is an educational process that's involved. There is a serious learning curve that everybody's going to need to go through in order to become competent, even to handle the affairs of your own estate. But that's okay. You know, that's just part of what we're going to do as we transition to being more responsible. Government of, by, and for the people does require that kind of responsibility. But we're going to set it up in the e-learning platforms and the courts and the things like this to make that transition as easy and painless as possible. But, you know, it's going to be a process, because I don't care who is out there teaching. If they've got just a real easy one-step solution, you know, it might work for a little while, but chances are you're going to have to learn more than that. Because even as we make this trend in here, the courts have become so wily at tricking everybody. And you're going to see this as you do the mock courts. You're going to get the opportunity to really see just how deep the corruption goes. And so
that's right.
as you begin to, you know, have to deal with that from your own cases and what you're doing, you need the help that this team can do. And we really encourage you to reach out, because we're going to put you in touch with others in similar situations. We might not have the exact answers, and a lot of times we don't, but we'll sure put you in touch with some of the resources that will help you find solutions. So, you know, feel free to reach out to us, Adventures into Sovereignty. Right now, the best way is to reach us at info@adventuresintosovereignty.org. That's our website with a key email that will allow us to get you in touch with some of this information. So we welcome your participation.
And there's also that same website, adventuresintosovereignty.org, is where you can go and sign up for this Sunday's webinar with Rod Klass.
Yes, and I'm just so pleased to announce the recent just been phenomenal. The first day that Santi got all of the email stream going, we had over 700 people sign up for this webinar. It's going to be such an educational experience for everybody to get on and talk with this man who is a private attorney general who is responsible. He has a congressional mandate to hold public officials accountable to the rule of law. And a PAG, part of their training, they have to go in and fully understand the rules of the court and the job description of the people who serve as pseudo public officials. And so the jobs of the PAG is to go in there and really hold officials accountable and then recover the funds that have been embezzled, because this is really the story of the decade. As people begin to understand the real truth behind the court registry investment system, that it really is real and that it is tracked to that Social Security Act. It's tracked to the Social Security Act of 1935, Section 501, where your live birth, it tells you in that Section 501 that every live birth is funded with $1.8 million. And this
That's
was
right.
in 1935, so imagine what it can be now. And then 1 million, Section 502, very clearly states that 1 million per year thereafter is placed into this account, into this fund, and we all know it's a trust account, you know, the kinds of things that it's done. And it's this account that court registry investment system is accessing through your signature to profit at the expense of the people. So it's really, you know, it's really just a sad way that the system operates behind the scenes with the slavery contracts deliberately put in place. Most people, when I first started talking about this some years ago, they would look at me like I had five heads. But now, as this whole idea has permeated the consciousness of the community out there, most people really have an understanding of this. But what the source documents do is go in and prove all of this. And I can't wait to start getting all of this information out so that people can track it for themselves.
Both you and I are very, very familiar with the source documents, and those will be going up onto adventuresintosovereignty.org very shortly. So we ask for people to stay tuned to that website. But right now, I want to shift directions a little bit. I want to talk about the formation of the court. We're not going to have a flag in there. That's really important. We're not going to have a hierarchical setup. Let's talk about how it's going to look. No bonds. You know, there's going to be a court recorder. We're not going to be talking in all capital letter names. Let's talk about that for a minute, how it's going to look.
Oh, yes. And each, you know, this is the important part that comes down to me, because the private attorney generals will be the ones who will be acting as prosecutors. And let's just say that you've got a judge or a public official. You know, we used to have one that was an ordinary in our county that everybody knew was, you know, he was sort of on the take, and everybody sort of knew it. So those people who are, you kind of have that information ahead of time. And so the prosecutor, the private attorney general, will be bringing person up on charges. But because that person is a public official with an oath, supposed to know their job duty, and most of them are trained already as lawyers, they have to speak for themselves. They will not be allowed to hire a high-priced lawyer to defend them. They're going to have to answer. So that this is going to be a situation where we get back to the whole concept of do no harm. The individual to individual. Only persons who have been injured will be allowed to bring these charges, and we're talking about real injury, not somebody who is state of trying to come in and say that there's an injured party when there never is. So it's going to be just a completely different change around from what's going on now.
Exactly. Completely different than what's going on now. One of the things that I want to bring up is hierarchical structure. So much of the court is always, from where you sit in the court, the way the table is angled, puts you into contract. And we're going to eliminate these. And we'd like our audience that is knowledgeable in the law, that is practiced in the law, to begin to give suggestions of everything that needs to be taken out of the preconception of a court. It's
yes.
Important that you guys out there, the ones of wisdom and knowledge base, begin to think, what else haven't we thought about? You know, you're having a court that has an international judge that has, you know, international recognition, with a private attorney general that has eight letters of marque signed by Congress. You know, private attorney general, constitutional bounty hunter. You know, Operation Spitwad, that's 3,084 judges simultaneously served and 1,200 federal judges already under impeachment. You know, we may not even have to go snatch a judge. They may just voluntarily come to us. Why? Because it is also time for them to speak their truth. There's a reason why there are judges volunteering to be on these tribunals. So we the people, we the individual sovereign micronations, have to make sure our I's are crossed, and our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed on every little angle that we can go. You know, when you come into the courtroom, it'll look nothing like a courtroom. It'll be completely transparent and broadcast on the internet live. Those sidebars where they don't want you to hear what's going on, those will be there. Those recordings will be made available too. Why? Because it comes to a point where transparency means transparency.
Yes, and that is the thing that has been so unavailable to the people. I mean, what we see, the level of intimidation has escalated, the profiling of sovereign citizens, and the, you know, just the accusing people of being paper terrorists simply because they dare to question, and they answer the paperwork in such a way that they put truth into the documents. You know, what is going on, for Pete's sakes, when the people who are asking the legitimate questions are treated as paper terrorists? You know, this is the thing that's, it shows the level of escalation that's been going on over the last few years, and the level of intimidation as people have walked into courtrooms. I mean, Jennifer, going to jail for 3 days for a traffic citation, for Pete's sakes, for being accused of contempt of court simply because she wanted to question the jurisdiction. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes, as it's a time for this transition. And I think a lot of people out there know it and really want to know how they can possibly be a part of this movement.
Yeah, they've got to be a part of the movement. First thing you can do is you can go to adventuresintosovereignty.org. You can sign up for the webinar that's coming this Sunday. I believe it's 4 p.m. Pacific time.
I believe it's at 5.
5 p.m. Anyways, you can go to the website, adventuresintosovereignty.org. Sign up for that that webinar. It will be made available afterwards, though we are looking for a lot of people to come to this. And there's a reason why. We are setting up the private attorney general training afterwards. That's going to be the master list. That list isn't going to be sold, isn't going to be abused in any way. That is to bring information to people. That'll have multiple drop boxes for people to get the massive amounts of documents. 360 gigs of documents is what we have to hand out to people in PDFs. That is we want to make people sure understand from the very beginning, this is going to be a lot of study to be a PAG. There's going to be a lot of interactive training at the e-learning. We are looking for ways to set up a license so 25, 30, or 50 people can be in one class or one classroom, one micro classroom with multiple teachers training that class. So we want people to think, without study groups, this goes nowhere. 360 gigs worth of information, 6 months of intensive study so you can learn to read paper and write your own paper. That is the nature of the PAG, paper, 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 and then being able to recite law and code and direct points and making sure that they are not trying to put you into a contract with some other oddball law, because you are going to reach a point where the PAGs are directly affecting individual court cases. Some of those court cases could start at the traffic level, or you could have a couple PAGs who specialize in teaching protesters how not to be arrested or how to be arrested. So the next day when they show up to that kangaroo court, you have 600 or 700 people all using the proper defense with the proper language, and another 10,000 people willing to file torts. That's the power of the people right there. Think of that.
It is the power of the people. And people look at it and say, well, why do I have to learn all these, you know, court rules, and why do I have to go in there? And you have to realize that in order to hold somebody accountable, you have to know their job description and know the rules that they're under better than they do. And
that's right.
So it's really not that complicated. It's just going to be, you know, it's going to be study. And there are a lot of people who really get into this. I mean, I'm one of those people who would never have imagined myself getting into this study and enjoying it as much as I have. But under the tutelage of somebody, you know, Rod Class has just been master teacher, and I have enjoyed so much the time that I have spent being a part of the AIB network over the last number of years, and I have learned so much. And so what it does for you as you just become a part of these networks, you really learn a lot of the your history. I mean, the amount of history that I have learned, the history that is not taught in school, just as a result of going through these various acts and all, I feel like that my civic education has just gone up exponentially as a result of getting involved. And I know the grand jury training. Now, the grand jury training is just the ones that National Liberty Alliance have set up, what the Oregon grand jury is setting up. The amount of effort that these people have put into the educational focus is just phenomenal. And I just really want to send this out. I know the group in North Carolina has been so active. And, you know, as you just reach out to wherever your state is and you get involved with some of this, I just have to hand it to those people who spend the time giving out the jurist handbooks and inviting people to get more involved in the governance. So we all need to pay more attention and get in there and choose our piece and get with it.
Exactly. And some of the things that have been talked about in the background with the Operation Spitwad was Operation Paper Tiger Roar. And we are asking people to send an actual piece of paper. Okay? You don't have to put your return address. It's just to send it to a clerk of courts or to a circuit court with one word on it, Roar.
And what is the value of that?
It's like... Remind yourself it's just paper.
Yes, it is power. You know, we give these judges, executors, and people who are abusing the justice system, we're giving those people our power by being so fearful and intimidated.
Sure.
Yes, they have the force on their side, and they use fear against us. And so part of what we're doing here is just simply saying, now wait a minute, you, the people, are the ones with the power, but you've just got to remember it, because we're so used to letting somebody else do our thinking for us that and you know, just bowing down to that authority without ever giving it any question. You know, why do we just sign our life away? Why do we fill out these forms for a driver's license without ever questioning why and what that does for us, you know, without really following that paper trail? You know, everybody just says, oh, it's just business as usual. You know, we all, in order to live in society, you have to trust and obey. Well, look what a mess we've gotten ourselves into by trusting and obeying. You know, the biggest thing that I have to tell my grandchildren is ask questions about everything. Do not ever hesitate to ask questions and get in there and figure things out for yourself. It's a real education just to start doing that.
You know, when I began to study a lot into law, I was deep into spirituality, and I still am, as people know, some of the other material I put out. I found something very poignant, very out there in every piece of paper that was written, and all the power and energy that people put into it. And I've worked with lawyers, doctors, everyone works with paper money, and that power that we give it is what the courts are assuming over our life through tacit consent to their contracts that they're being offered us. Contracts that are a spiritual contract also. And sovereignty in law and studying of the rules of law means that you're listening to the language of the here and the now. You know, so much of what I teach is about living in the moment, and so many other people out there say, live in the moment. When we live in the moment when we're writing paper, we change the system. Most powerful, powerful works of freedom were done through those individuals who have figured out the system and identified their straw man, have identified it through their own study and gone through their own processes to realize that there was an energetic contract placed upon you at the very moment of your life birth that made you a slave by a contract in spirit.
Oh,
that
yes,
is where spirit intertwines with the law. And for those spiritual people out there that have an affliction to studying the law, but can listen to it, I would advise you to look up Gibson Books on Chancery Courts and Equity. It's a 1,000-page book. Oh, that sounds like a lot. It's 1,000 pages about the practice of equity before the corporations took over. It's important that we learn what equity is, what justice is, not blind justice.
We really had a good system in place before these courts took over. But I find that, reading the historical, the congressional record, I've been reading a Charles Lindbergh book this past week. And what he was writing in 1917, almost 100 years ago, as we've been doing lots more research on the War Powers Act of 1917, here is Charles Lindbergh in that time as one of the congressmen who saw what was going on and did everything in his power to tell people about it. So he convened a investigative process and then has put all of that investigation in these books. It is just phenomenal to sit there and reread that almost 100 years later and realize how prophetic he was as he saw what was going on in the country then and tried everything in his power to tell everybody about it. And you know who Charles Lindbergh is. Yeah, because of his son was the famous aviator, and the baby was kidnapped. So there was some scuttlebutt going on behind the scenes.
That's all we know about him. That's the thing. Yeah. That's all that history reported was the child being kidnapped.
Yeah. Well, they destroyed the plates on the books.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a very rare copy, and this is one of the things that we're going to give out as one of the bonuses. As people come in and do the webinars, because it's just such beautiful reading. But it is so rare that to obtain copies of some of these books is just almost impossible. And we do have several of those in our archives that we can share.
And that's something else we'd like other people do, is to begin to share your personal archives.
Yes.
So we can have a massive online repository backed up and mirrored on hundreds of different sites that people can go and learn for themselves for free.
And then, what else I would like to do is, as people are learning all of this, because you really get into this, I would love for us to have like a Chautauqua series again, where people who do some writing themselves and think through these philosophical ideas and get on there. It's almost like the TED Talks, but we're dealing with current day, the sovereign issues. How are we going to restore sovereign governance so that we are responsible for our own lives? This is just such a beautiful, beautiful thought to put in your mind and to sit down and try to think it through and utilize some of the historical foundations to come up with where we are in the transition at this point in time on planet Earth, and get and see how you're going to contribute and be a part of it.
Well, I have a way people can contribute, because right now we have the technology available to us to record PowerPoint presentations.
Yep.
As easily as a single email account gets you access to a way to record your stuff through your own video, your own camera inside your computer, with quality audio and a simple headset and a PowerPoint where you can use share screens. And we invite people to come up to their sovereign thesis and begin sharing it with us, because we can make it a part of a big repository. And that is something that can be made for all people to watch. You can open your own Google Hangouts channel just from a simple YouTube account and make your own live show. And those can be downloaded into MP3s and easily shared amongst all the social networks. So
you
for
know
those
what
people
I would
out there
like?
that want, for those people out there who want to do their own TED Talks, we have the technology available at your fingertips right now to do it. The audience that is out there, begin to send us emails if you have a something you'd like to do as a presentation, and we will make it a part of the archive.
And I would love to encourage all of the young people out there. My 18-year-old grandson gets into this, and you know, he just loves the fact that his grandmama is on the radio shows and talking about all things. And so it's made him be more aware of things so that he starts doing his own thinking. And I just love working with the young people. I would just, you know, it would just thrill me to see people get involved in these ideas of how we're going to make this world better. You know, we're dealing with law and sovereignty here, and we're dealing with setting up an international tribunal because the abuses within the current system are so great at this point in time that there has to be a way to level the playing field. And the only way, you know, one of the key ways that we can do is to begin to hold the individual agents accountable for the rule of law. But that's not everything that we're about. You know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. As all of us are working together, we're finding solutions for, you know, how are we going to create a society that does not depend on the money from these slavery contracts? How are we going to deal with a currency system that they're based on our contributions, based on, you know, what are we going to use as our baseline for everything as we move our economy forward? And as we create the idea of the liquid solar, for instance, that paints on a roof, such simple technologies that they're coming up with, they're replacing the silicon technology with some of the other minerals that are even more available and not as expensive. You know, there are so many ways that we can get involved in this, because the whole problem that we're dealing with is a very, very, very small group of people controlled our access to health care, controlled our access to alternative energy so that we don't have the free energy devices that we should have. Well, those same ones control our schools and control our courts and control our municipalities. So once we unleash the freedom out from under these corporations, we're all going to have so much fun on this planet creating the world of our own dreams. So, you know, the place to start is wherever you are now.
Wherever you are now, if you have a child around you that's a video game player, you might know somebody that's a video game programmer. We are looking for people out there that are in the game designing organization to help assist us to make the private attorney general programming even more fun for other people to come in and learn. You know, it's breaking of information. How do you make it into a game? Well, Rebecca, you had an experience using a game technology for communications. And, you know, why don't you describe your relation with that?
Oh, I tell you what, it was fascinating to me, because here my 18-year-old grandson is a gamer. And so I started working with TeamSpeak 3, working as a UN delegate with Swiss Indo. One of the things that the African team did was to set up, they were gamers too, so they were very familiar with TeamSpeak 3. That was the most fun thing I've ever done, because you could just immediately go to your internet and pop into TeamSpeak 3, and it would show right up there on the platform who from the team was there. And here we are working with people all across the world, and so we could see at any one given time, you know, all of the time zones and everything. There's a couple of people who's the late night people, and they would immediately show up, and the ones who are the early risers, and, you know, all the different timelines, we could all be there. And as we had certain projects that we were working on, we could go in one room and work on that project together. And we could, you know, we had complete communication. We could share files. We could do everything like that. And then the same thing, if we wanted to have a meeting, all of us could be, and we could so easily control the meeting because there were controls when you wanted to speak, your light lit up.
Yep.
And you could just so easily monitor a meeting. Well, everybody uses the game technology to do this. And Jeremy was telling me about, oh, yeah, you know, how he would go in with the various games that he would play. And he was doing the same thing with people all across the world who were playing these games at the same time.
That's something we want to bring into focus here so people can realize, again, it's going to come down to study groups.
Yes.
For these PhD trainings to work together, you've got to have study groups. I mean, we can't drill that into people enough that there is a lot of studying to do here. 360 gigs worth of stuff.
All these source documents we talk about, that just simply, you know, the source documents themselves aren't that complicated. But it lays out in black and white so that you can follow the money trail from your birth certificate right on up the ranks to understand exactly how the corporations posing as governments took over the United States and other countries, and also how this slavery contract was put into place and how it was State Secrets Act, you know, chaos theory, so that you didn't have the right to know that information. The Bank Secrecy Act of 1933, you know, all of these things that were put in place without telling the American people will just absolutely blow you away. And once you get in there and start doing a little study on this and start following it for yourself, then this is some of the stuff that you're really going to want to know. You know, it just, you have a need to know once you realize the depth of the deceit, the deliberate deceit that was pulled on everybody. And then that makes you really want to get in there and do your part to do something about it.
Your part. What we got to define what the people's part is. And that is, once again, coming together in groups that are not factions to study the material. Why? Because in 6 months or 5 months, we could have 1,000 rods out there. Ferguson would never happen that way. If one or two or three private attorney generals came in, began counseling all those people that were protesting. And how are they counseling? How to be arrested. How to not be arrested. How to stay a sovereign citizen. And when those courts bring them to trial and they all respond the right way and all of the big news media is there, what's going to happen?
Exactly. And besides that, I have to share with you that getting on these, like the TeamSpeak 3, and then working with New Earth Nation, we were just on a call tonight, and how many countries were represented? You know, we had people in so many places all across the world. So as you volunteer to work with us through New Earth Nation and through Adventures into Sovereignty, that's going to be one of the most fun things that you're going to find. You're going to be reaching out to team members all across the world, and you're going to get to know those people. When you get to be on the calls and when you get to be in these platforms and you get involved on these projects, you get in there and do the study together. First of all, it's going to make the learning fun. But second of all, the synergy that happens. I mean, what happened when Andrew and Santi and Tanush and Jennifer and Jenny and Wes and Paul and Nadine and Rod and Dwight and all these other people, I can't even remember everybody's name now, all of us got together, the synergy that happened within the group. We have a cute little clip on Operation Spitwad that we'll be posting as soon as we get everything going with the website so that we can share some of the great times that we had together. But the ideas that came as a result of the collaboration is going to be the thing that will create the impetus to create the world that we want to live in, to to create this world of peace and prosperity that is our birthright, it's ours to claim. And so that, you know, that's going to be just the absolute fun of getting in there and finding your piece of the puzzle and saying, hey, I'm in, you know, I'm going to do my part and I'm going to have fun with it as we begin to create the society and the world that we want to live in.
So we want to encourage people out there that are listening to sign up for the webinar that's coming this Sunday at 5 p.m. It's going to be, you can go to adventuresintosovereignty.org to sign up for it. This is going to be a critical webinar that's going to lay out the Trading with the Enemy Act, what the crystal accounts are, what the investigation is, what's going on with Rod's case, especially because it's a gun control issue. For all of those people that are part of the different gun control alliances that do not want to see the gun control, you're aware of the DICK Act. There is some tremendous information to know about what's going on in Rod's case. For all those gun owners that are out there, what is trying to be going on is trying to make money off of gun owners with these carrying conceal courts, that the things that are going on where they're still taking your gun and your money. Those people that are in Texas that are being robbed of their cash by the local sheriffs there, if you carry more than a few hundred dollars in your pocket, this applies to you. For everyone that's affected by mortgage fraud, this applies to you. For everyone that's been taken by a bail bondsman, for every person that has ever had money ripped off from them from IRS or any other government agency out there, that's just for you.
You know, the list is so endless. The list is so endless that there is not one person listening who doesn't have experience either with a close family member or themselves that will know exactly what we're talking about. You know,
medical cases. There are so many violations on laws. If you assign one or two private attorney generals that are well-trained to the average malpractice court case, you will crush the medical system. It has never been challenged that way with torts. Never.
Well,
and when it is,
we
30, 40,
had,
50, or 100 times.
Yeah. Well, we haven't had the training. You know, we haven't had the level of training to teach people how to do this. And we haven't had the, you know, it's an expensive proposition when you have to hire lawyers and do all of these things. So it's, you know, it's basically where we're going to bring the education down to the people so that you can get in there. And if you have something that is really bothering you, you can help do something about it.
That's right.
You know, most of the people who have gotten involved in this project have gotten involved because they were seeking solutions. You know, they had serious issues, whether it was foreclosure or the child support obliger lien that is just the most abusive, you know, it puts people in debtor's prison. You know, the various kinds of issues that we're seeing everywhere, people have gotten involved because they're tired of the abuse. And they want to do something about it.
Those jailhouse lawyers out there that can get a hold of this audio, we could use you a whole lot as paper writers from inside the system that is defining the corporate prison system, the debtor's prison. All of that time you have, you can be donating your paperwork to a vast majority of people out there that can really, really use your information. Where you can turn that energy of prison against them.
Oh, yes. And you know, we've had so many beautiful examples of this. I really like the interview that we did with Jamie up and so that people can share in that information, because what he did as a result of what happened to him as being in the prison situation when he shouldn't have been, he came out and became one of the most knowledgeable people I have known. This is what needs to happen. You know, you have to start taking responsibility in your own way. That's what so many people have done. And what we're doing is providing a platform for all the people who are willing to do this and who are willing to be part of the you know, just the absolute workload that's going to be required to move this system where we want to go. You know, I get sort of a meter when we have this spiritual conversation sometimes, Andrew, because, you know, I'm a meditator for, you know, I'm a meditator and I'm a prayer person. Have been all of my life, came out of a very traditional Christian background and just so thankful for those Christian roots. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, realize the, you know, almost the spirituality movement that expects just the energy to do it all. But what I have found through my experience is that it takes both the energy of being and the energy of doing. It takes both.
Exactly.
And
it
as
takes
you
both.
Get in there, it takes both. And as you get in there and become so much a part of the energy like we're involved in with the doing, what happens is that the energy of the group just takes over and miracles happen. You know, the people who are needed kind of show up just exactly when we need them.
And perfect synchronicity.
Perfect synchronicity. So this puts us in that, it puts us in a spiritual framework as we just get the work done together. It becomes a real exercise in the cooperative spirit, in learning how to collaborate with each other. It takes us to a whole new level of spirituality is my understanding of what's happened.
It does. It takes you into a sovereign understanding of why we've given away power to paper, why we are
Yep.
giving away power to paper money, why we've given away power to banks to run our lives, why we can't operate our own court of records. All of those things, why is society structured the way it is? Why is there a black market out there in the first place? Why is there multiple CUSIP accounts bonds being made on me at my birth? Why? Well,
yep,
we know why. We know why. And now we need to make sure that everyone else begins to find out why and has a support group to fall back on, because it is tough to adjust to. I mean, people call it the awakening. There is the sovereign awakening where you realize that these courts are never, ever going to give you justice.
Exactly. And that is a hard, hard thing for people to understand. And so it really, you need that support network to help you get through it. And that is the joy of what we're sharing with each other as we get in there and create these networks of support. And it's really, you know, it's a lot of work. I kid you not. You know, it's not unusual for me to spend right now 50 and 60 hours a week working on this project. I don't mind that, but the more people who come in and help, then my goal is to get to the place where I can do 10 and 20 hours a week and still get the amount of work done. So I'm looking for volunteers, and I want people who are really willing to get in there and do the work that is required. You know, you have your piece of the puzzle, and I have my piece, and working together, we really can accomplish miracles here. So if you have ideas, you see ways that you can segue into what we're doing, or if you're one of the people with special knowledge and you want to get involved, we have a lot of those people who are coming forward right now, and we need you as much as we need anybody, because you can help with the investigations and help do the work that needs to be done. So we really, really invite you to be a part of that too.
We'd like to call out to all those people that are former federal investigators that are retired and are fed up with this system. You know, we have all of that available. A network of you guys is vital. And putting you together in a brain trust that is acceptable in a way of communication so you don't fear, you can put together multiple strategies of helping people understand from an investigative standpoint how big this is and how many thousands of hours it's going to take to define it when it's done and over with, when 100 judges have gone through, or 500 judges.
And you know, it just, it could feel like an impossible task, But the truth of it is, if enough people capture the vision, and
That's
the
right.
vision being a world of peace and prosperity for everybody, and get that from a heart space so that you really, really understand that it's going to take compassion, it's going to take caring for everybody involved in this,
That's right.
not just, you know, not just our own little groups that are out there, but for everybody on this planet. There is never an excuse for one person to be hungry or homeless. And you know, that's one of the things that motivates me. That is absolutely one of the things that just keeps me going, because I don't intend to live in a world where I'm not willing to bring about a world where I can say, thank God, peace and prosperity is a reality for everybody. That's my shining vision. You know, that's the thing that helps me wake up in the morning and get in there and just love what I do. You know, I love working with Andrew and Santi and all the groups behind the scene and the teams that are developing all around this project. It's just fun. You know, what can I say? Yes, it's work. And boy, I'm looking for some more volunteers so that we can cut our workload. But at the same time, it's going to be just a, you know, it's a real opportunity to get in on, be a part of this as we change the face of planet Earth. Why not? You know, let's think big. I'm not one of these people who thinks it's an impossible task, because I know it can be done. And I'm looking forward to every single day that I spend contributing and doing my part to see that it
That's right.
happens.
Thinking big. One of the first times I started to, Rebecca got introduced to me in the background, is I showed a little twinkle of the skill, and I would think big in front of her. And that was one of those opportunities that Operation Spitwad came through.
Yes, and we, you know, we all just grabbed on that idea so fast it was not even funny, and it has just taken on a life of its own. We're looking for cartoons, we're looking for clever YouTubes around that idea. So, you know, get in there and use your imagination. Imagination changes the world. So there are just all kinds of ways that people can get involved in this. So info@adventuresintosovereignty.org, or my personal email, rebecca@humanitad.org. That's HUMANITAD, rebecca@humanitad.org. You know, there's all kinds of ways to get in touch with us. So, you know, we just invite you to do that. Don't forget to sign up for the Rod Class webinar that's coming up Sunday. You know, just reach out and get involved. Nadine is working to organize a lot more of the volunteers now, and she's been sending out notices to everybody. So get involved. We just welcome you as a part of the team.
And teamwork, it's so important. We're nearing the end of the show. A couple things that I want to bring up about the webinar that's coming up. We are going to have some bombshell understandings for people. For people that have followed this series, or for people that are new to this series, this webinar is a culmination of many, many weeks of radio shows. In fact, dating back into just around the beginning of July, where we started these shows, and we brought Rod in, and we went to Rod's event and broadcast live from the event. Have had some amazing recordings that lay out the Trading with the Enemy Act. We're going to put it down to a very simple understanding, as simple as it gets. And that simple understanding is what everyone has got to begin to share. If you can do anything else, just share this video. Why? Because this is the kickoff. This is it. This is what people have been asking for. We've networked into hundreds of different grand jury systems spread throughout the world. We have the whole e-governance platform built into the servers. It's there. It's waiting for us to occupy it and do what with it. be sovereign individual beings, be our own courts of records, our own micronations with our own treaties and laws. And to say to this system, we don't need you anymore. We're breaking all contracts, vows, and agreements with you between now and the end of time. And in fact, your version of time, these date stamps that you use, aren't even real time. In fact, we're going to go back to sovereign time, where you know from the points of the positions of the sun. Will clocks be still used? Sure. But people will go back to a normal understanding instead of this system that we live in. Things like vaccination programs won't be allowed. Why? Because we will hold those corporations accountable. For those people that have the bee in their bonnet about Monsanto, well, why we invite you to come to the Private Attorney General training. Why? Because not only can you bury Monsanto with court corruption in 1,000 existing cases and probably file 200,000 felony torts in about 48 hours. Yeah, it's a different perspective when I use the word Monsanto. You know, those GMO people out there, those vegans out there, those people that want their organic food, I'm one of them. Well, here's your chance to step up and say to the big corporations, here's my middle finger, and you are not number one.
You know, that is the people working together. We just have not realized the power of the people. And so this movement is calling people to come and join. You know, the power of the people is where it's at. And it's like our time has come. It's been a long time coming. Those of us who have been working behind the scenes on this forever and ever, you know, most of y'all know that one of my mentors is a Barbara Bird. I shared the podium with her back in the 80s. And, you know, we've been doing this a long, long time. And none of us have given up. None of us have, you know, there are so few of us who have dropped out. We're still there because we know the possibilities with. And
that's right.
So that's part of what is going on here, as we're just doing our part to say, hey, come join us. Let's have some fun together.
That's right.
There's work to be done, but with a spirit of love and with a spirit of, you know, lightheartedness, as we call on Operation Spitwad. You know, this is to bring out the irony and the, you know, a Spitwad, for Pete's sakes, is one of the most apt expressions of the paper terrorist idea. You know, if we're going to be accused of being paper terrorists, let's get some of those Spitwads going. You know, we can do this in a very serious way, but at the same time have fun with it. And I think that will be the secret to our success. You know, we can't do it at the same level that it was done to us. There's no way that we're going to get in there and call for, you know, any kind of violence. No way, Jose. You know, that's just not what it's about. It doesn't happen at that level. We've got to be smarter than that, and we've got to come up with things like Operation Spitwad that help us envision the emperor without any clothes.
Well, I would like to send to the audience, you can name the next operation. We want audience participation.
Yes.
So far, we've done Operation Ramrod 1 and 2, Operation Spitwad, and Operation Paper Tiger Roar. So this is a chance for you guys to put your creativity together, to use double entendres, whatever it is, that we can get a tagline that can spread around the world.
Yep. Just remember the emails, info@adventuresinthesovereignty.org or rebecca@humanitad.org. And give us just a little leeway because we're getting so many emails now we can hardly keep up with them. But we will get back to you. That's just a promise. We're doing that. We're making sure that we're reading the emails, and we love your contributions. So You know, we just really welcome that part of it.
I've been poked to say one more thing, that for all those people out there that have lawyer jokes to share or court jokes to share, we are taking a repository of Please bear us with us for law jokes. Anyways, we are nearing the end of the show. We want to thank everybody at the Megastation BBS and at Google Hangouts, everybody that's been there hanging out with the video camera over here. Thank you very, very much. Everyone at the New Earth Nation, the 300-plus volunteers that are kicking strong over there, Santi in the background, and everyone at GalacticHistorian.com. If you'd like to go to me, you can go to my website, GalacticHistorian.com. You can check out a bunch of our new products. We have a special on dragons that are out, and we will be doing a webinar on dragons specifically on the 5th of November. So go to the GalacticHistorian.com to check that out. So thank you very much, everyone. And Rebecca, any last words?
Well, I tell you what, Andrew, it is so fun to work with you because you cover a wide range of interests and wide range of fun things that you do. It's just the most fun in the world to be able to hang out with you and do these radio shows and just work on these projects together. So I just want to say thanks for all of the fun that I've been having just as a result of our association. And Santi in the background, I couldn't live without you. That's for sure.
Yes. All right, everybody. Thank you very much. All right, Don, take us away. It's been great on the Megastation BBS once again.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you, Don.